Turning to news from the United States now, and Massachusetts voters are heading to the polls today in an election for a new U.S. senator in a close race to replace the late Democrat Edward Kennedy. Republican State Senator Scott Brown, a relative unknown just weeks ago, is up against Democrat and State Attorney General Martha Coakley. Irene Lagan spoke with James Lucier, Managing Director of Capital Alpha Partners, a Washington-based political forecasting and economics firm, about why this is a key vote.
Well, we're looking at a pretty remarkable development in which a seat held by the Kennedy family of Massachusetts for 54 of the past 57 years may go Republican in this special election today. And that has to do with the strength of the pro-life community in Massachusetts. When Senator Kennedy passed away last year, he created a vacancy in the Senate, and it was presumed that this seat would naturally be filled by a Democrat. And the person who won the Democratic nomination, Attorney General Martha Coakley, was considered by many to be the obvious winner. She ran a very poor campaign, though. She said that practicing Catholics ought not to work in emergency rooms. That's actually a direct quote. She said that practicing Catholics ought not to work in emergency rooms if they might wish not to participate in abortions or in offering emergency contraceptive services. And there has even been a criminal complaint filed because the Attorney General candidate allegedly used Massachusetts state resources to prepare this mailer attacking Catholic voters.
Jim, why is voter turnout so important in this election?
Turnout is very, very important because while State Senator Scott Brown has generally been sympathetic to the pro-life cause, he's campaigned primarily as a vote against the Kennedy-drafted health care bill that, even with current limitations on the use of taxpayer money for abortion, probably would institutionalize the presence of taxpayer-funded abortion throughout the U.S. health care system.